The Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Well, friends, I have a little poem here for you tonight, and it goes something like this. A pert little welder named Susie found by 10 she felt washed out and woozy. Now, a good breakfast she takes with crisp Grape Nuts flakes. And at noon, she's still peppy, not snoozy. Well, you can all take a tip from Sue. Don't try to do a man-sized job on a canary-sized breakfast. After all, your vitality's low in the morning because you haven't had a thing to eat for 12 long hours. That's why doctors and dietitians say you need at least one quarter of your entire day's nourishment at breakfast. And dietitians say it should include a cereal with whole grain food values. Well, that's the kind you get with Grape Nuts Flakes, because those tempting, toasty brown flakes are packed with energy-giving, whole-grain nourishment. Tomorrow, try a big bowl full of Grape Nuts Flakes. Pour on the milk, pile on the fruit. Man, what an elegant dish. So eat a good breakfast, do a better job. You'll sure enjoy those malty-rich Grape Nuts Flakes. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Don, hold up the introduction. Jack isn't here yet.
He isn't? Well, where is he?
Maybe he followed some babe down Vine Street and forgot to look up when he passed NBC.
Come on, now, don't be silly, Phil. Jack doesn't follow girls.
He doesn't, eh? How do you think he met me?
No kidding, Mary. Is that the way you met Jackson?
Yeah. If I didn't have to stop for that traffic light, I'd still be working at the May Company. But I'm not sorry. I'm making just as much working for Jack.
Well, gee, you're lucky. But where is Jackson, anyway?
Oh, he'll show up in a minute. And fellas, wait till you see him. Oh, brother.
Why, what's the matter, Mary?
Well, Warner's called him up and told him they wanted to make a big feature picture called The Life of Jack Benny.
The Life of Jack Benny?
Yeah, and you know, fellas, since Jack found out about it, he's absolutely unbearable. I never saw such conceit in all my life.
Well, if that's the case, when Jackson gets here, I'm leaving.
Leaving? Why?
Well, if he's getting to be anything like me, there'll be no standing the guy.
You said it, Phil. Uh-oh, here he comes now.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Donald.
Hello, Jack.
Philip.
Hello.
How do you do, Miss Livingston?
Jack Benny, take off that monocle.
That's not a monocle. I broke my bifocals and managed to save one focal. Donald, take my gloves and cane. Thank you. There.
Gloves and cane? Oh, boy, are you snooty.
Phil, the gloves are snooty. The cane is necessary.
Go ahead. Have your little fun. But you'll all apologize when you know what's happened to me.
We know.
Yes, Jack. Mary told us that Warner Brothers were going to make a picture about your life.
Yes, sir. The same studio that made The Life of Emil Zola, The Life of Louis Pasteur, The Life of Mark Twain, and now, The Life of Jack Benny. Now, cut that out! Smart aleck musician.
You know, Jackson, I can't understand. I can't understand any studio wanting to make a picture of your life.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, I'm the guy. Color, glamour, excitement. That's what they should make. The Life of Phil Harris.
The Life of Phil Harris?
Why, sure.
Phil, the story of your life wouldn't pass the Hayes office if it was endorsed by Good Housekeeping. So don't be ridiculous.
All right. So what's so good housekeeping about your life? What makes your life so interesting?
Well, my life is the story of adventure, courage, The real true life of Jack Benny. Now stop with that. Enough's enough. Listen, Phil, you may not believe this, but my life has been one adventure after another. It started when I ran away from home to face the world all by myself.
How old were you?
32.
I was 27. I remember because I didn't want to leave until I finished high school. Well, fellas, I have to leave you now. You see, they're making my life. Rochester's waiting in the car to take me to Warner Brothers.
Hey, wait a minute, Jackson. We got a radio program to do.
Radio. Radio.
Yeah, radio. R-A-D.
Oh, brother, is he going to have trouble when television comes in? Anyway.
Television. T-E-L-U.
Never mind. Come on, Mary, you can go with me.
Okay.
Gee, Mary, just to think of it gives me a thrill. Imagine on the marquees of theaters all over the country, in big bright lights, the life of Jack Benny. Oh, shut up. Come on, Mary. Take it easy, Rochester. Watch where you're going.
Oh, Jack, don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You must be, boss. You're telling me to take it easy and you're driving.
What? Wait a minute, Rochester. When we started out, you were driving. What happened?
Remember that big bump we hit back there?
Yes.
Well, when those people put us back in the car, they put us in wrong.
Oh. Well, you, Rochester, you take the wheel now. And hurry up. I want to get to the studio. Say, Mary, I just thought of something. If they're going to make the story of my life, I shouldn't only be acting in it. I should direct it.
Jack.
And not only that, who knows my life better than I do? I should write it, too.
Well, if you do all that, you might as well produce it.
Yeah.
That'll look fine on the screen. The Life of Jack Benny, starring Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, written by Jack Benny, and produced by Jack Benny.
Gee, won't that look swell?
Swell and monotonous.
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. Gee, The Life of Jack Benny, starring Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, and produced by Jack Benny. What are you laughing at?
I'll lend you my girdle and you can be your own leading lady.
No, that'd be going too far. Gosh, imagine the story of my life. Rochester, let's put the top down so people can see me.
So people can see you? Oh, Jack.
That's nothing, Miss Livingston. This morning he wanted to ride down Hollywood Boulevard on a white horse like Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva?
Yeah, but his toupee wasn't long enough.
Rochester, I was just going to do that to save gas. That's all.
I wonder how I'd look on a white horse.
Never mind. Now, Rochester, we have quite a ways to go yet, so turn on the radio. Might as well have some entertainment.
Okay.
So remember, folks, if you feel dull, listless, and logy, try Sympathy Soothing Syrup. Sympathy spelled backwards is Ytapamys. The Y-H-T-A-P-M-Y-S.
Get something else, Rochester. Will you?
Ladies and gentlemen, is your mattress lumpy? Do you feel like you've been sleeping uphill? If you do, discard your old mattress and get yourself a genuine Sleep More. Sleep More, spelled backwards, is Erom Peels. E-R-O-M-P-E-E-L-S.
Oh, Rochester. Rochester, get something else.
Okay.
So remember, folks, eat a good breakfast and do a better job. And you can do that by eating malty-rich, sweet-as-a-nut Grape Nuts Flakes. Grape Nuts Flakes, spelled backwards, is C-Calf-Stun-Epar.
Sekalf, Stunapard.
S-E-K-A-L-F, S-T-U-M-E-P-A-R-G.
Hey, now that's a clever commercial, isn't it?
Television, T-E-L-U.
Shut it off, Rochester! Shut it off. Say, we're here at the studio. Stop right at the main gate.
Okay, boss.
Now, let's see. Where's Jerry Wall's office? He's in charge of production for my picture.
Maybe it's down this corridor.
Yeah, here are some offices. Let's see. Waterman, Silverman, Overman, Gentleman. Kern, Kirchhoff, Wall. Wall, here it is.
Yes?
I'm Jack Benny. Mr. Wall is expecting me.
Mr. Wall is in conference. Would you mind waiting?
Not at all. Come on, Mary. Let's sit down over here. Yadadadadum,
da-dee-da-dum. Say, Jack.
Dum-dum, sweet Georgia Brown.
Jack.
What?
Look at that fella sitting on the other side of the room. Isn't that Danny Kaye?
Danny Kaye? Where?
Reading that newspaper.
Oh, yeah. And he used to be such a nice kid.
Used to be? What did he ever do to you?
What did he do to me? Did you see that Samuel Goldwyn picture he made, Up in Arms?
Yes, he was a big hit in it. He was sensational. What about it?
What about it? I'm having enough trouble with Paul Lucas.
Oh, Jack.
And now Danny Kaye. Get that nonchalant manner, sitting there reading that newspaper. Look at that expression on his face, loaded with confidence.
Jack, that's a picture of Wilkie on the back page.
Oh, Wilkie? Has anybody told him yet? Anyway, that Danny Kaye burns me up.
You know, Jack, I can't understand it. Every time somebody makes a little progress, you get sore at him.
I do not.
You do, too. When Mickey Rooney put on long pants, you stopped talking to him.
I did not.
Why, you even bit Lassie.
Well, she bit me first. Anyway, this is different. I practically gave Danny Kaye his start. Well, I remember the day he came to me for advice, and I was fool enough.
Oh, Jack, Danny sees you, and he's coming over.
Oh, well, I'll just have to hide my feelings. Yadadadadum,
da-dee-da-dum, da-deem, dum-dee-da-da-dum. Hello, Jack. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hello, Mary. How are you, Jack?
I'm fine, fine. How's your mother, Danny?
She's fine.
And your father?
Oh, he's fine, too.
Well, the next time you see them, tell them they certainly have a louse for a son.
Jack!
Well?
Well, Jack, what's the matter? What's happened? I thought we were friends.
Friends? A lot you know about friendship. I heard about that rumor you're spreading around that you're the new comedy sensation.
Oh, now, Jack, I didn't spread that rumor. And look, I'm sorry my picture was a big hit.
Oh, sure.
And if it'll make you feel any better, I'm sorry that I came to Hollywood.
I'll bet.
Oh, really, I am. I'm sorry Up in Arms was a success, and I'm sorry that I was funny in it.
Being sorry doesn't help. You made the picture, you were a hit, and the damage is done. Too late to apologize.
Oh, Danny, don't pay any attention to him.
Mary, what's the matter with Jack?
He's jealous of any newcomer that's a big success.
Oh, God, Jack, I wouldn't hurt you for the world. I know how you love show business. I wouldn't do anything to take the bread and nuco out of your mouth.
Go ahead, keep talking. I know what you're thinking, Bud.
No, no, Jack, you've got me all wrong. I've always been your fan. Why, I've followed your career for years.
Really? Well.
Well, sure, Jack, and I could never hope to become as popular as you used to be.
Used to be?
I mean, used to was. Used to are.
That's
I
better.
Mean, Jack. Honestly, Jack, I think you're great. No kidding. And every time I pass a theater where your picture is playing, I go in to see it. Why, you know, I saw George Washington slept here 4 times.
So what? I saw it 20 times. I'm going again tonight. So there.
Well, can I go with you, Jack?
Don't give me any. What?
I could see your picture every night. I think you're the greatest comedian in the world.
You do?
Yeah. I think you're swell.
Oh. Well, then I'm sorry I acted the way I did, Danny. I think you're pretty swell, too.
No, but you're sweller than I am, Jack.
No, Danny, you're the swellest.
Oh, no, Jack, you're the swellest.
Well.
As soon as the swelling goes down, can I get a word in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Danny and I were just complimenting each other. Oh, say, Danny, you know, Jerry Wall sent for me because Warner Brothers are going to make a picture of my life. And to show you how much I really like you, I'm going to ask them if they can't find something for you to do in my picture.
Oh, gee, that'd be wonderful, Jack.
Now, Danny, I know you can sing and dance, but can you act?
Can I act? You know I studied with Stanislavski.
Stanislavski?
Why, of course. His method is famous all over the world.
It is.
Of course it is. Let me give you a picture of one of his disciples. Who is the world's greatest actor? And how did I get that way? Who made me a genius, the greatest projector who ever wore a toupee? Who made me most miserable Hamlet, the deadest Romeo who died for his bride? Who made me most awful Dr. Jekyll, and then made me Hyde? Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Mosque, a theater Stanislavski, a director from the heart. I will never forget the day I first met the great master. He took me by the hand and beat my head against the wall. And in one word, he told me the secret of the great Stanislavski method. Suffer! That's all. Suffer! You must live before you give. Suffer! You must ache before you make. Suffer! You must think before you stink. Suffer! 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 Suffer!
Hello.
Suffer! And the audience suffers with you. Stanislavski, I will never forget the day they give me first part to play. I'm supposed to play part of sailor, but first I must suffer. What I'm going to do? I join Navy, become sailor. First day out, big storm. At first, I was afraid I was going to die. Then I was afraid I wasn't going to die. But I saw her. I came back to Moscow, and in this part, I was wow. Here is what the great critic, George Jean Yasha Sasha Vladimir Nathan, say. Господин Горяченко, зачем это ножка была хорошо? Ты плес красивый бушу, а люди там тоже дросвучи. Нет, здесь зла, и знали меня, где этот брошь. Just like in America, 3.5 stars. So if you want career on stage, you mustn't dream of merely acting. Use the Stanislavski method of mental chiropractic.
Be a tree, be a sled, be a purple spool of thread, be a storm, a piece of lace, a subway train, an empty space, take it fast, take it slow. Hello, Mo, hello, Joe, I just got back from a Woodville show. Stanislavski, Stanis. I will never forget the day Luella Parsons said I stink. I was playing part of stable boy. It was in Great Russian Tragedy. It was beautiful. Everybody died. I also played part in Great Russian Comedy. Everybody died. But they died happy. This makes it funny. But I will never forget the day of my greatest triumph. I was playing part of antique mahogany bureau. So convincing in the third act, my drawers fell out. And who was the man who loosened my screws? Who pulled me all apart? Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Mosque.
Danny, that was great. I'll find room for that in my picture if I have to cut myself out of one scene.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I hope you can fix it.
Oh, Mr. Benny, Mr. Wall will see you now.
Thank you. Come on, Mary. You too, Danny. Hello, Mr. Wall.
Hello, Mr. Wall.
Hello, Mr. Wall.
Hello, Jack. Hiya, Danny. Hello, Mary. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go out and get a chair for myself.
Oh, excuse me, Mary. Take my chair.
Well, Jack, I'll bet you're pretty excited now that Warner Brothers are going to make the story of your life.
Yes, yes, I'm quite thrilled.
We've got the whole thing laid out, Jack. We're going to make your entire life story from the day you were born to the day you died.
Died? How can that be?
When you start acting and the director says shoot, he won't be kidding.
Mary, don't be so funny. Anyway, that picture is going to be directed by me.
You? You're going to direct the picture?
I'm going to write it, too.
Oh, direct it and write it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to supervise it?
I am.
Who's going to produce it?
I am.
Who's going to finance it?
May I have the next dance with you, Miss Livingston?
Danny, please.
Now, look, Jack, we've been making pictures for a long time, and you're not going to tell us how to run our business.
Well...
Now, get this. We're going to make a picture called The Life of Jack Benny, and you're not going to direct it.
I'm not?
No. And you're not going to write it, supervise it, or produce it.
Well, Mr. Wall, I guess you're right. I should be satisfied just starring in it. I am going to star in it, ain't I?
Well, Jack, that's, That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Mary, give me back the chair. What did you want to talk to me about, Mr. Wall?
Well, we feel that somebody else ought to play the part of Jack Benny.
Somebody else? For heaven's sake, what's the matter with me?
Well, you've been Jack Benny too long.
What?
We feel that we ought to inject some new blood.
New blood? Any blood will help.
Mary, you keep out of this. Well, look, Mr. Wall, if you don't think I'm capable of playing myself in my own picture, who did you have in mind?
Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye?
Yes, that's why I sent for him.
You sent for... Danny! Danny, don't just sit there! Say something!
Well,
Now, Now, Danny Kay, you knew about this all the time.
No, I didn't, Jack. Really, I didn't. This is all a surprise to me.
Imagine even thinking of making the picture of my life without me being in it.
Jack, I didn't say you weren't going to be in it. I have something very important for you.
You have?
Yes. You're going to play the part of your father.
My father?
Yes. Danny Kay will be your son. Oh, and I think Mary will be excellent in the part of Jack's childhood sweetheart.
So do I.
You keep out of this.
Yes, Father.
Don't bother me, you traitor.
All right, boys, now let's cut out this arguing. Now, here's a scene I want you to try, Danny. It's where you come in and ask your father for money to buy a violin. You read the father's part, Jack.
Okay. Why, I'll never know.
Stop mumbling. All right, go ahead, Danny. Now, remember, you're asking your father for money, and you're Jack Benny at the age of 9.
Yes, sir.
I got an animal about it. And I not him one time.
Wait a minute. When I was 9 years old, I could talk. Now read it right.
Go ahead, Danny. Ask the old man again.
Okay. Dadichka. Could I please have $4 to buy a violin, Dadichka, please?
Just a minute. What's the idea of doing Russian?
Well, isn't Waukegan in Russia?
Oh, it's in Illinois.
Jeepers. Now, try it again, Danny. And remember, you're a little country boy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, can I have $4 to kind of buy myself a fiddle and a place? Paul.
Now, stop it. Stop it. What do you think I was when I was a kid? A moron?
And besides, he outgrew it.
Yes, heavens to Betsy.
Danny, you better try it as a city boy.
A city boy? Okay.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Baldy, can I put the bite on this for 4 fox skins to buy a scratch box? Everybody in Brooklyn is playing them. I want to get one of the scratch boxes.
Now, cut that out! Now, look here, Mr. Wall. If this is the way you're going to do the story of my life, you can drop the whole thing.
All right, then. We won't make the picture.
Now, let's not be hasty, Mr. Wall. What's bothering you?
You're bothering me, and I'm sick of it. We're not going to make the life of Jack Benny.
Well, that's okay with me. Goodbye. Come on, Mary. Come on, Danny. Imagine pulling that stuff on us.
Oh, but, Jack, this was a great opportunity for me. I don't know when I'll ever get another chance like that.
Look, Danny, let me give you a little piece of advice. You're a very clever kid. You're very talented, and you've got a lot of charm. But take it easy. Climb the ladder of success slowly. One rung at a time.
Yes, Jack.
And when you do get to the top, don't let it go to your head. Don't ever be hammy.
I won't, Jack.
Come on, kid. Let's go see George Washington slept here. Come on, come on.
Mr. Wilson, can I ask you something?
Oh, you're the movie producer's secretary, huh? Well, no doubt you want to ask me about crisp, crunchy, malty-rich grape nuts.
Well, no, Mr. Wilson, that's not exactly it.
And I'll be glad to tell you anything you want to know about tempting, satisfying grape nuts.
But, Mr. Wilson, that's not exactly what I was going to ask you.
You people in the movies need to eat a good breakfast and do a better job. And delicious grape nuts bring you valuable whole-grain nourishment. Is that what you want to know?
Well, no, Mr. Wilson, that's not exactly it.
And besides being delicious and nourishing, grape nuts are plentiful, thrifty, and unrationed. There are 12 full ounces in that big little package, up to 16 servings for only about a penny a serving. Was that what you wanted to know?
Well, that wasn't exactly it, Mr. Wilson.
Well, what in the world were you going to ask me about grape nuts?
I was going to ask you about grape nuts flakes.
Oh, well, I'll tell you all about that next week. Meanwhile, eat a good breakfast, do a better job, and feature delicious grape nuts or grape nuts flakes.
Good night, folks. Thank you, Danny Kay, and thank you, Samuel Goldwyn.